good morning.
It is good to see all of you today. We're so glad that you're with us in our worship service. Man, we had several that came in the last minutes this morning. So we're glad to see all of you. We want to welcome those that may be tuning in later online to listen to the service. We want to welcome you, and we're extending God's blessing and grace to all of you. I'm reminded of what Jesus told his disciples. He said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in your midst." And so we're thankful that Jesus is in our midst today with us. And what a blessing that is. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking a little bit about how we align as a church with God's desire for all people. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the message. So let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Come, come, all who seek the Lord.
We enter this place to worship and discover that God seeks us.
Come, come and experience the joy of the Lord.
We rejoice to find God
is here with us. Here in this space, we worship and meet God. Well, let's join together to do that this morning. Hymn number 47, Holy, Holy, Holy. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. Trinity. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Come, Holy Spirit, as we worship together and sing God's praise in this place. Come, free us from our fears and anxieties. Energize and focus our attention on you. Prepare our hearts to meet you. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Turn to 111 this morning. 111, how great thou art. We're singing the four verses this morning. Kids to come on down this morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Good? Okay. So I got a question for you. I always ask questions. Yeah.
some reason, either mom and dad said, nope, you can't do it, maybe grandma and grandpa, or maybe a teacher said you can't do it right now, maybe another time, or this is when it's really hard, is when your friends say, no, we don't want you. That hurts, doesn't it? It's not fun to be left out. Yeah, that kind of makes us sad at times, doesn't it? Yeah, that's not a good thing at all. Yeah, it kind of makes us sad at times. And it could be for a variety of reasons. Sometimes, I remember this, when it's girls, sorry girls, that they say to us boys, no, we don't want you to be a part of what we're doing. That's just mean, isn't it? Yeah, it is. And sometimes they can do it to girls, or sometimes your friend, somebody you thought was your friend, can treat you that way at times. That's not very nice. It kind of makes us feel sad and hurt at times. You know what the coolest thing in the Bible is when it says all. When it says all, you know why that's cool? Because it means nobody's left out. Nobody's turned away. God welcomes all. God wants all of us to be a part of what God is doing in the world. And that's cool. And sometimes we feel sad, like maybe we feel left out. Maybe if somebody made us feel like we can't be a part of their group or their clique or whatever it is, or a group of friends that you like, I want you to remember, you know, I'm always welcome with God. God never says, get out of here. We don't want you. God never says that. God always welcomes us and wants to be a part of what God is doing. And that's a good thing. And you know what? That can help us to pray for other people. All kinds of people. Even people we don't know. We can say prayers for them. You know, have you ever said, God bless all the people in the world? You know, sometimes when we're kids, we say like real simple prayers. God bless mommy. God bless daddy. God bless, maybe my brothers and sisters. God bless grandpa and grandma. God bless my teacher. God bless the church. God bless Pastor Jason. But what about that me in school? Ooh. God bless them. Jesus teaches us to do that. To bless those who curse us. Pray for those who don't like us. Ah, that's hard. How do we do that? They made me so mad the other day. They hurt me in school. They made me feel left out. But you know what? God calls us to do that anyways. And you know what? God then is extending grace and peace, not even only into our lives, but maybe into their lives too. And that's a good thing. So we're never left out of God. And that's because of Jesus. All right. You guys can head on down this morning. Thought I'd better wait, but I didn't want to bump heads with Addie there.
All right. Okay. Now, as they're heading out, we're going to go to our time of prayer, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning. Somebody? Yes?
My dad's youngest brother, Herb Caulfield, was just put into home care hospice yesterday. It's my dad's last surviving sibling, with him just losing my mom.
That's hard, yes. Yeah. Definitely want to pray for the family, yep. Somebody else? Yep.
I've got two.
Okay.
First, unspoken.
Okay.
And my Aunt Susan fell sometime this past week and bruised her
okay. Yeah, we definitely want to keep Susan in our prayers. You know, some of you know what's going on when you talk about those falls. They're not an easy thing. Yeah, somebody else got... What was his name? Pete?
Pete Brown.
Okay.
And then Jean Cabal with her eye. And I think for us, we should remember Charlie Kirk's funeral today in the United States and our world. And then also there was a church in Minneapolis where there was a shooting. So we should...
Did you say a shooting in Minneapolis? Oh, I didn't hear about that one. Oh, boy. Okay, so lots of them there. Barnes families, Doug, Pete, Gene, the Kirk family, the shooting in Minneapolis. Yeah, so there's several. Yep, go ahead. Okay. Add to it, yeah. somebody else.
It's a young family that's splitting up, and there are a lot of bitter feelings coming into them. And I like prayers for the bitter feelings to smooth them out. So that
what was the last one?
There are a lot of bitter feelings into it that's splitting up, and I like for the bitter feelings to go away.
Okay. Thank you. Pray for that family. Yep.
Mom got good news. The biopsy came back.
The what?
Mom's biopsy came back with no cancer.
That's good. I didn't even know that anything was going on there. Yes. So she said her test came back clear, no cancer. So, yeah. That's good news. Somebody else. Yep. I couldn't hear. What was the family's name?
Burlisle.
What?
Burlisle.
Burlisle, thank you. And there was a loss there in that family? Okay. Sorry, sometimes I have kids stand right next to me and speak in the soft voice in school and ask me to do, they want to do something, and I say, what? So, yeah, if there's background noise, I have a hard time. Yes. Somebody else. Yes.
Uncle Doug went on the honor flight this morning, and Adrian took him to Wright Pat at 3:45 this morning. So he is traveling with his Army buddies to Washington, D.C. So there's a slew of them. They're taking two planes today, and they'll be back at 8 or 9:45 or something like that tonight.
I thought that he was in the field is what I thought when I didn't see him.
He's gone.
Thank you for sharing that, because you probably saw my expression. My dad went on that and for World War II vets, and it was a big blessing. And I hope Doug and his buddies enjoy that. Wow. That's a great thing. They take care of you and everything, because my dad needed a wheelchair part of the time, and yeah, at that time when he got to go, he was in his mid-90s when he got to go, so somebody else.
Did you mention my cousin Dustin last week?
Yes, we did. We prayed for him, and he's also on the monthly calendar, and he's recovering, yeah.
And I have mercies for my brother.
What's that?
Traveling.
Yes. Yes. Another traveling. Her sister and brother-in-law are leaving and they're going. Are they going to be gone for 2 weeks or a week? Well, I knew that too, but we're going to pray for both of them. They're going all the way up the East Coast from like Boston all the way up into Maine and doing the fall foliage thing and then seeing family up in Maine. And then her brother is flying down to Jacksonville for a little vacation and some travel there. And so we appreciate prayers for all of those traveling and the one other ones that were mentioned there. Yep.
I have a meeting this week with my supervisor and her supervisor. So just asking for favor and grace.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah. What was the last name I couldn't hear?
Lectrell.
Thank you. So that, now you know why Jody's so loud all the time. Somebody else. We want to remember the Macy family too. Jim lost his wife, his mother. Sorry. Yes, Nancy's okay. Jim lost his mother this past week. And so we want to remember the Macy family there with the loss of that loved one. And so any others before we go to prayer? All right. Well, David will have a song to play here in just a moment and give you a chance to pray for some of these names that were listed. Maybe one or two pop back into your head. Maybe you can lift them up. However one you want to do that. Or maybe something of your own today. And then I'll come and close us out in prayer. As we pause today, out of our busy, sometimes hectic and overwhelming lives of every day, we're thankful that we can come into this place and we can experience your presence and your grace and your peace. May our hearts not be so overwhelmed by the things that we face, sometimes on a daily basis, that it makes it hard at times to go on. May our hearts instead be overwhelmed with your peace and your grace and your love. Even in this very moment, as I pray, Lord, as we lift up those that have been mentioned, those that have been facing difficulties and struggles and various things, we lift them up to you today. We lift up Herb and his family. That is, Herb's been placed in the hospice, God. We ask for your grace and comfort and peace for the family today. For Susan, Lord, who fell and hurt her ribs and other parts, we pray for your healing touch and strength. For the Barnes family today, with your healing and strength. For Doug, who is recovering, Lord. For Peter and his heart, Lord, and needs surgery, God. We pray that you will guide that. For the Gene and still struggling, Lord, and just can't seem to get past that, God, we pray for healing in her eyes, Lord. All that's going on and the two surgeries she's had, Lord, we just pray that you would intervene as only you can do. It's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, Lord. And what seems impossible with us is possible with you. So we ask that you would minister to her today. Lord, we lift up the others that mention this family, Lord, that's splitting and the bitter feelings there, God, that you would bring peace and healing and grace today. Lord, we lift up the Lexel and the Macy family and Burlisle family, Lord. God, we just pray for your comfort and peace for all of them with the loss of these loved ones, Lord, that you administer to them. We pray for those that are traveling, for Doug and Jill and Dale and Brent and others, maybe from our own faith community here that might be traveling or on the road. God, we just ask that you would watch over them and give them safe trips, that there be refreshing and peace that happens and enjoyment through that. We pray for Dustin, Lord. We continue to lift him up to you as he's recovering. Thank you for the healing that's already been taking place. And we continue to pray for strength for him in the midst of that. We lift up this shooting in Minneapolis. And I don't know all the details of that, but God, you do. And we pray for your peace and grace today, Lord. We pray for Jody as she has this meeting this week, that you will just grant your favor and guidance and grace in the midst of all of that, and bring wholeness somehow in the midst of all that's happening there, Lord. We lift up these three unspoken needs today that have been mentioned, and maybe there's others that are here today that something that they've been carrying, a burden or a weight or whatever it may be, and they have not been able to share it. God, we just pray that you would just meet the needs there, that you would grant your grace in the situation, God, whatever is happening, whatever is involved there, that you give wisdom and guidance, and we thank you for that today. We thank you for all the good things that you're doing in our church and in our lives, God, for all the blessings, for the spiritual blessings and the things, and Lord, that we can always turn to you. We lift up those on our monthly list, God. We pray that you would make a way where there seems to be no way, God, in the midst of our lives, in the midst of when we have our services, when people come in and they're feeling heavy, Lord, may you just do a work in people's hearts and bring freedom and peace today, we pray, as only you can do, and bless that time. And we think about our nation right now and the Kirk family and the funeral today and all that stirring and going on behind the scenes about all of that, God. Lord, that you would bring healing and peace and restoration. Lord, help us, your followers, Lord, to lead the way in the Jesus way. Not in the way our flesh wants to respond. Not in the way that we think way everybody else does. But your kingdom way. That we are reconcilers. We are healers. We are people filled with love for those that don't like us. And God, may you heal our nation. And we pray for all of our leaders, for our nation, for our states, for our communities, towns, everywhere, God. And we pray for around the world as there's wars and fighting and civil wars and different things, God. We pray for peace today and leaders that will rise and stand for peace, God. And we're thankful for that today because you can make a way where there seems to be no way. And God, as we lift up all those things, bless the rest of our time today as we break the bread of your word and speak it forth, God. May our hearts be encouraged. And we go forth in faith today. As we ask all of these things this morning now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us in prayer today, and we know that our prayers make a difference as we join together there. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning, and again, thank you for your faithfulness, and that's how God works in our lives and in our church and through us and out into the community and touches our community and world. So as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. let's join together there in our bulletin for our prayer of dedication. Gracious Father, thank you for your provision in our lives. We ask that they may be used to further the ministry of this church. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading is coming from our lectionary letter today. Epistle, I guess if you want to use that term. And so 1 Timothy this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. You can follow along there on the PowerPoint. First of all, then, I ask that requests, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be made for all people. Pray for kings and everyone who is in authority so that we can live a quiet and peaceful life in complete godliness and dignity. This is right, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. There is one God and one mediator between God and humanity, the human Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a payment to set all people free. This was a testimony that was given at the right time. I was appointed to be a preacher and apostle of this testimony. I'm telling the truth, and I'm not lying. I'm a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, again, talking about little ones like I did last week there. Mother got home with her 6-year-old son called home one day and talked to her 6-year-old son, who happened to answer the phone and said, "Hello," and was panting. And the mom said, "Hi, Nick. Wow, you sound out of breath." And he thought for a moment and replied, "No, I have more." Okay, here we go. This comes from a book that my wife Jody gave me there. See how I got out of that? I kind of threw my wife under the bus there, didn't I?
I didn't tell you which ones to choose.
Well, that is true. That is true. Come on now. Oh, gosh. I feel like I'm constantly telling the same jokes over and over again, and I thought I'd try to share some new ones here. Oh, well. I know. This morning, I want to talk to you about all y'all. All y'all. Jody and I have a friend who grew up in Texas. She had lived in Troy for about a decade, and then she eventually moved back down to Texas. Good friends of ours. I'm not going to say her name, but that's where her family is and everything. And she had a good Southern accent. And I don't know, at times I thought she just emphasized it all the time when she would talk to you. And one of her expressions was "all y'all." All y'all. She'd say that all the time, which means all of you. All of you. Now, I knew from being in the South for a period of time, I knew y'all. And after a while, it was real easy to start saying y'all. It was just that easy, the construction "you all." But I had never heard of "you all," or "y'all," "all y'all," or "all y'alls," as sometimes she would say at times. It's used in the South to address and speak of a large group of people. That's what I wanted to say. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, our reading today, the words "all people," pantone, anthropone, where we get anthropology from, all humans, is used three times in seven verses. In other words, Paul is trying to tell us something. And I think these words help us peer into the heart of God, giving us the scope of God's love and desire for all y'all this morning. What is it that we need to know is for all y'all? Well, let's look at it here. First of all, prayers for all y'all. Prayers for all y'all. Our prayers, basically what's being said there is our prayers should include anyone from within and outside our circles. Now, nobody's going to dispute this. Most of us probably focus this way. Because prayer is not just for family and friends and fellow church members, but it's for all people. Christians are called to pray for anyone regardless of who they are, where they come from, their status, position, or listen to this, whether they're for us or against us. And I think we need to hear that in our country right now more than ever. Whether they're for us or against us, we are called to pray for all people. And this includes for people that we consider above us, as it's talked about in our reading, for leaders, rulers, those in authority, or for those we might consider below us, like people outside of our circle, people that are different from us, come from a different background, look different, smell different. Yeah, I mean that literally too, because my first year in college in a big city, I ran into people on the streets that smelled differently than I did growing up. And I grew up in a barn. I kind of did. Or people we don't like. And in the kingdom, in God's kingdom, there's no pre-existing conditions that disqualify praying for somebody. It doesn't matter how evil or bad they are in our minds. We're called to pray for all. Now, I know that somewhat seems like that's impossible. Yes, I understand that. But we should do that. And our author gives us a reason why. Such prayers lead to a more peaceful and ordered life, or maybe we might say a more peaceful, ordered neighborhood, community, family, country, whatever you want to say. And it's so important because Paul tells us that it pleases God when we live a calm, peace-filled life of piety and dignity. You know, I grew up with some, when I was a kid, I grew up in a church where there was some dignified people. You know, we might even say they might be a little snooty, so to speak. You know what I'm talking about. And I'm sure at times when we're busy, our minds are on other things, and we pass people by. Maybe you thought that about me at times. At the church here, when I'm rushing through doing something, and somebody says something, and I miss you saying something to me, and you think, man, what's going on? He ignored me, you know, or whatever. You know, we can, and some people might think, gosh, they're kind of snooty or whatever. But then there's real people out there that live up here, so to speak, and as far as income and wealth and everything, and they look down on everybody that's not like them. But we're still called to live a life of piety and dignity. Paul tells the church, and here's the important thing here. Paul tells the church that God, listen to this, God is a God of peace and not disorder. And if you go around and you hear Christians that talk about, we got to cause disorder, we're going to stir this pot up and change the way things are going. That's not the God of peace. That's the wrong God. I don't know what God they're serving, but it's not the God of the Bible. Because God calls the church to live. Paul tells us that, and Peter tells us, to live quiet, simple lives, letting our good work shine so that God can be glorified in all the world. And in the middle of all of that, it's because we're praying for people. And when we pray for people that don't like us or we don't like them, it starts changing us and them. And we find out we're living a more peace-filled and ordered life in our world. Prayers for y'all. Second thing is salvation for y'all. Paul talks about that there. In fact, Paul says that God's desire is for all people to receive the good news of God's love. God longs for the restoration of all people. In fact, in Romans 8, he even says for all creation. All y'all is involved there. God receives anyone. And then I was thinking about this week, I added in, do we? I had to look at my own heart. How does that work out in our prayers? Do we just pray for people we like or know? Or do we pray for people that we don't like? And how does that then work out in worship or in service in our church? Do we welcome those that look like us and reject those that don't look like us? Do we help those in our community that are like us and only that? Or do we help those that are not like us? Here's the thing that Paul kind of lays down as the underlying foundation of all this. And that's this. What Jesus accomplished has far-reaching benefits for all y'all, all people. God's love, Paul says, was manifest in Jesus giving himself as a payment. Some translations say as a ransom or to rescue us from sin and death. God rescues us so that we might live abundant life. No exclusions. God wants everybody to experience that. You know what this is? This is an act of God's prevenient grace. Some of you good Methodists that are in here, you're going to remember that Wesleyan theology of prevenient grace. That is the grace that God extends into our lives before we even care about God, before we even know God, before God is on our radar. God is already gracing us. It's prevenient grace. It's one of Wesley's teachings. I'll never forget Pastor Thad, when I was a teenager, I went to Emmaus Walk, and the whole week he taught on prevenient grace, saving grace, and sanctifying grace. The three aspects of grace in our lives really spoke to my heart just even as a teenager. And this prevenient grace flows out of the heart of God for all y'all. What do you and others need from God? What rescuing do we need or others need today? Jesus paid for it. Is it grace? Is it freedom? Is it healing? Is it forgiveness? Is it peace? Is it strength? Is it hope? Is it love? Is it faith? Is it favor? Is it goodness? Is it encouragement? Is it wisdom? You're probably thinking, man, when's he going to be quiet? Is it encouragement? Is it wisdom? Is it guidance? Is it courage? Is it help? Is it endurance? Is it provision? And I could have kept on adding more words. You know when I added those? When I was sitting in my office today, I had my message all done and I started adding all these words into my message this morning. Jesus paid for all of those things. How do we as the church serve in the world knowing that God desires for all. Obviously, there's no grounds to exclude anybody. That's really not up to us. Nothing less than radical hospitality and welcome will suffice. How might we be tools in God's hands for inviting all people to experience God's grace and love in some way? God is for all y'all, even those outside these four walls. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a few moments and greet one another and share that blessing with all y'all this morning. Let's close out this morning. I was just telling David, I don't know if Carla put a little intro into this. So if this starts, we may be just singing right away. Shine, Jesus, shine. I know we've sung this during Lent before. This little chorus, it's just the chorus part. We'll sing it through twice. Hopefully you'll pick it up and remember it from a while back. And so let's go ahead and see where we are this morning as we close up. Oh, she did. Shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory, blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire, flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. We do have the music with all the verses to it also. That's someday I can probably teach you all. Well, let's join together for our benediction. God has filled us with joy and wonder. May Christ fill us with comfort and hope. May the Spirit send us in faith to share the blessing and joy of God's presence. Amen.